This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker that's now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. Brian Hook, the State Department's special representative for Iran, said Tuesday the U.S. wants to ensure that the oil on the Adrian Darya 1, formerly known as Grace 1, is not used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps to fund its operations.
We have called upon all governments and the maritime community to deny passage of any Iranian oil tankers, to deny them docking privileges.
Maritime trackers say that the Adrian Darya 1 is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata, arriving on Sunday. But Athens says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock there. Italy's prime minister announced his resignation on Tuesday as he made a blistering attack on his own interior minister, accusing him of sinking the ruling coalition. Lauren Anthony has more.
Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Italy's parliament was recalled from its summer recess to decide the future of the barely year-old government, where Conte accused the League party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country, and warned of political uncertainty and financial instability. Salvini rejected Conte's harsh comments, saying other parties were afraid of an election because it places their jobs at risk. Salvini is chasing an early election, 3.5 years ahead of schedule. He hopes his surging popularity will sweep him into power as prime minister.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. This is